19. It's hard. It's really, really hard. My toes are sore. My fingers are sore. My whole body is sore. And we are only a foot off the ground. Jonah gives me a thumbs up. You're doing great! Both hands on the wall, I order. I can't believe he does this for fun. Don't look down, he shouts. So, of course I do. Ah! We climb and climb and climb some more. Almost there, he says. At the top, he pulls himself over the windowsill and disappears inside behind the swishy purple curtains. Jonah, I whisper loudly. I want you to stay in view at all times. He pops up a second later and raises his arms in a V for victory. I did it! Shh! He leans over and helps me up and over the windowsill. Right in front of us is Evil Evelyn. Luckily, she's fast asleep. Evil Evelyn snores. Jonah and I giggle. We can't help it. What's so funny? Says a voice on the wall. My heart stops. I spin to face the mirror. How could I have forgotten about the talking mirror? Shh, please don't wake her up, I whisper. Didn't hear you, the mirror says. Mirror, mirror, I say, correcting myself. Shh, please don't wake her up. That's better, it says. Then the mirror lowers its voice. I won't. She's a really sound sleeper, and I don't want to get you in trouble. I like you two, and I like snow. But mirror, mirror, I say, if you like us so much, why did you send Evil Evelyn to kill Snow in the first place? I didn't have a choice. I have to tell the queen the truth. It's part of the... Jonah presses his hands against the glass. The what? Is it a curse? Wait, are you a real person stuck in a mirror? Well, I'm not in a mirror because it's a fun place to hang out. That stinks, Jonah says. Tell me about it. All I do is reflect all day long. It's a constant headache. What's your real name? Jonah asks. Mirror, mirror. Gabrielle, the mirror says, choking up. Oh, she's a girl. Hi, Gabrielle, I say. Mirror, mirror, can I call you Gabby? Jonah asks. It rhymes with Abby. You may not, the girl in the mirror says. I'll try not to take that personally. I tiptoe over to the queen's bed. She's sleeping on her back. Her covers are pulled up to her chin. I carefully lower them enough to see the necklace. I jump, but then I lean in again. I see it. I see the key. But where's the clasp to the necklace? Oh, no. It must be at the back of her neck. How can I reach behind her head without waking her up? But wait. Someone with so many costumes would have scissors around for last-minute alterations, right? Gabrielle, Gabrielle, I whisper. Where can I find scissors? In the drawer of the desk, she says. I tiptoe to the other side of the room and open the drawer. It's a mess. There are papers, quills, bottles of ink, and... ta-da! Scissors! Found 'em! I pick up one of the papers. It says, fairest of all, over and over and over again. I think back to Snow's comments earlier. I ask, hey, Gabrielle, Gabrielle, do you happen to know if Snow's dad had a will? Of course I know if he did, she says. I know everything. So did he? I ask impatiently. Gabrielle, Gabrielle. He did. No way! Can you tell me where it is? Of course I can. Look, can you please stop playing games? Just tell me! Gabrielle, Gabrielle. No need to get snippy, Missy. It's hidden behind me. Just lift me up, carefully, and you'll see it. Jonah and I lift the mirror up carefully and gently put it down on the floor. The wall is covered with loose stones. You move the stones, I tell Jonah. I'll get the key. I tiptoe back over to the queen's bed. I lean over her body.
Snort!
I jump again. Her snores are terrifying. Must focus. Must cut the necklace. Snap! Done! I grab the key tightly in my fist. Got it. Did you find the will? Jonah is staring at a round hole in the wall. I found a bunch of papers, he says. They look important. Okay, put them in your bag. I quickly help him put the stones back. Let's go. Gabrielle, thank you for all your help. We'll be back after we're done saving the prince and huntsman so we can go home. Now I can't help glancing at the watch. It's after 6. We're running out of time. Good luck, she calls after us as we hurry out of the room. We run down the 2 flights of winding stairs to the main floor. We open the shutters. Snow crawls through the small window, and we follow her to a door at the end of the hallway. I unlock the door and peer straight ahead. Total darkness. We have to go down the stairs, Snow says. I can't see a foot in front of me, never mind stairs, I say. Hey, Jonah, do you happen to have a flashlight in that bag of yours? He scrunches his nose. No, but doesn't your watch have a light on it? Oh, right, good thinking. I press the light button on my watch, and a super scary, super twisty, creaky, winding staircase pops up. Yikes! This basement is so much creepier than our basement. Let's go! Jonah calls out. Hold the banister, I tell him, and your shoes had better be tied. We wind down and down and down some more. I hold on to both the banister and the key for dear life. When we finally reach the bottom, I take a deep breath and turn to Snow. Now where? Something runs over my foot. A rat! I clamp my hand over my mouth to avoid screaming. In the distance, we hear rattling, and then... Hello? Is someone there? Prince Trevor? I call out. Is that you? Jonah jumps ahead. We're coming, Mr. Trevor! We're coming to rescue you! We run toward a large oval door. We all crowd our heads at the small glassless window and see the prince. He is cute. Tall, light hair. He looks very princely, even in this dungeon lighting. Hey, Snow, I whisper. Fix your hair, fast! I wish it hadn't gotten frizzled by the poisoned pillow. I unlock the door, and it swings open.
Hi, says the prince.
Hi, Jonah and I say back. Snow squeaks. I'm Abby, I say, and stick out my right hand to shake. But then I wonder if I should be curtsying or something, so I take my hand back. But his hand is already out, so I stick mine out again. We shake. Nice to meet you, I say.
You too, he says. Thank you for rescuing me. I'm Prince Trevor.
You're welcome. This is my brother Jonah and my very good friend Snow. Snow squeaks again. I think she likes him. Oh, maybe now that he sees her, he'll fall in love with her and Snow can get her happy ending after all. And still another squeak.
Sorry, did you say something?
The prince asks her. She shakes her head. He's not going to fall in love with her if she won't even talk. Although, he fell in love with her in the original story, and she definitely wasn't talking then. Though, her being dead probably had something to do with it. And looking pretty. Right now, she's kind of a mess. She has seaweed on her forehead, and I wish she wasn't wearing my PJs. Hopefully, after we finish rescuing him, they'll relax together and joke around, and they'll have a chance to talk and fall in love.
Where's the second dungeon? I ask Snow.
We follow her down a twisty, dark hall.
She peers into another window. It's him. At least, I think it's him. It's so dark. I unlock the door and swing it open. Inside is a guy around my dad's age. His hair is long, really long. His beard is really long, too. He looks like Bob, but taller.
Snow White?
He says to her.
You're still alive?
Lucky for you, I tell him. Let's go. We run back up the rickety stairs. When we reach the main floor, I take Jonah's arm. We saved them. Now we go home. And then we hear, gong! Gong!
What is that? I ask, covering my ears with my hands.
Panic flashes across Snow's face.
The alarm gong! They know we're here!